Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9:39, 21 before 10. Before a player can get to the NFL, they have to, for the most part, play college football, of course. And that's why Mike Dettelier joins us right now, our WWL NFL and college football analyst. How are you, Mike?
I'm fine, thank you.
I am confused, I got to tell you, in terms of where college football is, because there are reports of this, reports of that. As far as you know, when it comes to the five big conferences playing this season, etc. Mike, what's the latest?
Well, we know over the last week, the Mid-American Conference and yesterday the Mountain West Conference have decided not to play any fall sports. It's common knowledge that the Mid-American Conference is the baby brother to the Big Ten, just like the Mountain West is baby brother to the Pac-12.
And Mike, so, just so people know, give us some teams in those two conferences and the babies.
Well, like Toledo, Central Michigan, those type of teams in the Mid-American Conference is what you're talking about. Basically Mid-American, but they're not playing in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. And out west, it's basically the same thing in the Mountain West. So they've worked hand-in-hand together. They have scheduled games against one another. They have done radio and TV contracts to not conflict with one another. So basically, they're the big brother to these two smaller conferences. Mm-hmm. You can't convince me that they didn't go to the Big Ten and Pac-12 and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. And I think what we saw was a power play by the Big Ten over the weekend to try to convince everyone to cancel fall football or fall sports college-wise. There is no doubt in my mind they felt they had the power to do so because of the lack of leadership at the NCAA, which is none. They have zero. A lot of people fall in love with the fact that Mark Emmert, who was at LSU at one time and did a great job there, is sort of semi-boss. Where's Mark Emmert been for the last 2 months? You haven't heard a spoke of a word from him. And to me, it's unbelievable. It goes to show the lack of leadership across the board in the NCAA. Well, now every conference is starting to want to do what they want to do. And they're making the decisions themselves. I've always felt, and I feel strongly about this, that if you don't play in the fall, you don't play at all. You can't convince me that if you're doing this because of the coronavirus, it's going to be better in February and March. Really? I have a mother who's elderly and she's in a nursing facility. I see what happens there in December and January, February, and March, a high rate of flu and pneumonia. We see it in our society. Tommy, you know, people we around that get the flu and or pneumonia in that time frame, much mm-hmm. more than any other time. So convince me that these student athletes are going to be better off. You can't. And so now you have a decision this morning from the Big Ten and afterwards the Pac-12. So isn't it coincidental in the same day the Big Ten and the Pac-12, who have sort of worked in unison together, are going to make a decision today? I think they never thought they'd get pushback. Not only from the general public, but from coaches and players, not outside of the Big Ten, in the Big Ten, where we've heard James Franklin from Penn State, Scott Frost yesterday threatening and basically talking like he's the head of the school that, hey, if you don't let us play this fall, we're going to explore other options. Jim Harbaugh saying similar things at Michigan. They're the mm-hmm. richest conference in college football. And now you're getting pushback from every level. I think the fear is the NCAA is handing out waivers left and right, hardship-wise.
To
that
players.
Not that Michigan or Nebraska or Penn State would leave the Big Ten. I don't see that happening. But players saying, hey, wait a minute. I can't play this fall, but they're playing in the ACC and the SEC. That's a hardship for me. I lost that deal. I want immediate eligibility. And what does that do to that team? So you got a lot of different forces running, but it's really the lack of leadership. And we will find out today on the Big Ten and Pac-12 who have worked together, and there is no doubt their decisions are going to be the same.
So I'm confused in terms of the decision before they got the pushback. That was based on so-called safety, because, again, Sean Payton said it, it's tackle football. Or was it based on financial concerns? That's what I'm confused about.
No. There, I heard the commissioner of the Mid-American Conference yesterday make a comment that we're doing this because of information we just got on medical concerns. My thing about it is you rearrange the Big Ten schedule, Pac-12 schedule, SEC schedule, you let Notre Dame go into the ACC, and you didn't have this medical information before, but yet in a 48-hour period you got it. So if you have new information, my thing about it is be transparent about it. Mm-hmm. Tell us what that information is. Now, supposedly it is, they found out, that like many other viruses, the coronavirus has a negative effect and could have effect on heart and respiratory issues. That's not news in this country. That's long been known that viruses, for some people, do have an effect on your heart and your lungs. So you mean to tell me that's what you're basing it on? Come on. That's not being transparent, because we have long known, it's been well 10, 12 years, that they've had, you know, studies out on this, that does have an occurrence for some people. So, again, he seemed to be very hesitant about giving an answer, but he is basing it off of a viral infection that could affect your heart and your lungs, and that part's true. But we've long known about this. But tell me, will that prospects still not be there in February and March? It's still going to be here. So there's a lot more to this, Tommy, than just about health issues. This is about power and money and greed. That's what this is normally about, because now players are saying, hey, listen, we want to say a little bit on some of the protocols involved here. The Big Ten always has said, well, we're the smartest conference in the world. We have the smartest people. Our academics are better than everybody else. When they were asked to not play games in early September, but push it back into late September, like the SEC, they said, no, we know what we're doing. Our medical information says we can play in early September. Now, over the weekend, they wanted to shut it down over new medical information. Okay, if you have new medical information, and we see experts every day on TV, and Tommy, I don't know about you, but don't all of them say something a little bit different? Because we're dealing with something that's unique. And now all of a sudden, they've come up with, in the Mid-American Conference and Mountain West, they got medical information they don't want to share with the general public, but they say that they have new information that says they have to cancel the season in the fall. Be transparent. And again, it goes to show the lack of leadership. They haven't even made a decision. They won't even talk about this until tomorrow, about what do you do with a fifth-year senior that has used up his eligibility? Will you give that back to that football player? They have for baseball. They have for other sports. Tommy, what were they doing from March until now? Mm-hmm. What were they doing? Kind of sitting around waiting for something to occur to tell them what to do? That's why I wrote this column about 6 years ago. I write it almost every year the same way, that there is such a need for a if you want to call it a czar or sort of the commissioner of the NCAA, to have full powers that you can go to him and he makes the final answer. Now you've got conferences sort of being rogue. I'm doing what I want to do.
In terms of, you know, like Michigan, Ohio State, LSU, big giant stadiums, how much is of a contributor is that to the program being profitable or not? Can they, would they, is that a factor, I guess, in this, Mike, in playing, whether or not you can have fans in the stands or how many, et cetera?
Okay. Again, if the issue is about the virus, are you going to have people in the stands more in February and March? No, financially, you're going to take that hit, Tommy. You're going to take it now, or you're going to take it in the spring. This is not going to be an overnight cure, so to speak.
No, I mean,
even if you come up with
the season, though.
No, a huge amount of money, because you're talking about the way TV pays and radio rights, a tremendous amount of money. If you cancel it, and I've always felt that if you don't play it in the fall, then you're not going to play this in the spring. Why are you keep pushing back and pushing back a decision? You know, I think for some presidents, their feeling is, the sports bring in a lot of money and that sort of thing. But, you know, listen, you know, we got people on campus. That's going to hold us out for. No, it's going to kill a lot of the smaller sports. And it already has. Even for one of the richest schools in the country, Stanford has dropped 7. Mm-hmm. You know, Stanford has more endowments to their programs than any other school outside of the Ivy League. And they've already made that decision on what they're going to do. Tremendous amount of money involved with all of this. And some liability, too, is involved. And I've heard from a couple people that they believe that is also a factor here, where insurances are coming in and saying, hey, wait a minute. If something happens to a fan in the stands and he's going to prove it that he caught that virus by coming to a game, or a player has some kind of major health issue with it, what do we do then? And so now you're opening up the doors all over the board here, where you had a long time to think this out, and no one can come up with a decision for the NCAA. No one did. While the NFL, the bubble's in place. They got millions on the line for players, and they're going to do what they have to do to collect that money. And some people decided not to play. That's their right not to. And they're going to have some college players have decided not to play, and that's their right to do it also. But, Tommy, there has been no game plan, no leadership. And, again, you have let now presidents of schools make these decisions. And I think you saw the bully of the Big Ten try to convince the other schools and conferences, go along with us. We know better than everyone. And they
got time, Mike, real quick.
Like nobody else.
What's your prediction? What's your prediction? Do they play or not?
I think Big Ten, Pac-12 are going to pull. I don't think they're going to play. I don't think they will. Big Ten and Pac-12.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Taking a break, brother. Coming back. Finding out what Newell has for you today here on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.